Really happy now to be joined once again by St. John's Prep coach Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on what had to be a pretty big win on Saturday.
Hi Rick, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we had a great win Saturday, big crowd, traditional Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. So it was a really good atmosphere and the kids played really, really well against a really good opponent.
When you have a game like that, it's been so long, coach, since we've had something normal. And as you said, you know, a traditional Saturday, what did it feel like, for you as a coach, you know, and being, you know, a native of the area, having that atmosphere? Cause it was almost to me, like a playoff, type game.
Yeah, I mean, it was refreshing. It felt like, back to normal again. And it was. I mean, whenever we get together with Central Catholic, it's a big rivalry game. It's a big crowd. They travel. You know, our guys, our students, our fans came out, certainly. And stadium was packed. And, you know, when the number two team in the state at the time and whatever we're ranked, meet, you know, it's usually a big day.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you guys, both schools, had huge offensive, days the first weekend of the football season. And, you know, Central Catholic went off the charts with their scoring, I guess. But, even though you guys racked up a lot of points, and Gene DiPlacido has a great story in today's Salem News on the offense and all of that, Boston Globe is picking Charlie Stark as one of their players of the week this weekend for his defense performance. And let's start with your defense, coach, and maybe Charlie, tell me a little bit about how it performed, because Central Catholic had, what, 67 points or something like that the week before?
Yeah, they scored 67 against Springfield Central, who's a really good team. So, and we had not played well the week before defensively. And I think to a man, the kids own that. They watched the film. They knew. And, we felt strongly we'd be better than that this week. And we certainly were. Charlie was outstanding from his weak side linebacker role. Their quarterback, part of what he does best is improvise and get out of the pocket and kind of turn backyard broken plays into big plays for their offense, and we kind of had Charlie and our other linebackers kind of eyeing them, you know, spying and making sure that we tried to keep that to a minimum, and he did an outstanding job. I think he ended with two or three sacks, but he was all over the field.
Your offense has a lot of scoring potential from a lot of different places, but according to the way things shaped out on Saturday, it started with your quarterback and your prime receiver.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We got three guys that could all be number one receivers for a lot of teams. So Jackson Delaney obviously had a great game. He's committed to Brown. I believe he had five or six catches for 130-something and three touchdowns. That's all in the first half. Jesse O'Fury is another great weapon for us, had five or six catches and a couple touchdowns. And then Steph Patrick, who's our number three receiver, but like I said, could start for a lot of people. He had a handful of catches and a touchdown as well. And quarterback Jack Perry, I think he ended 15 of 20 for 260 and six touchdowns at halftime. So that's a pretty good half for him. Offensively, we were clicking. We had a really good plan going in. We felt comfortable with it. And, you know, we have a lot of weapons that you have to cover. We didn't even mention the running back, James Guy.
Right.
Probably as good as most teams running back, or a lot better than most. And he had a ho-hum 16 carries, 120-yard day. So that was quiet for him. But
oh, man.
All in all, I thought the offense really executed well.
I get a kick out of when you say Jack Perry had a pretty good first half. You know, for many high school quarterbacks, most high school quarterbacks, that's a great season. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing. Coach, with the big lead at the halftime, what do you do in the second half? How do you manage that second half, and how do you coach that second half?
They knew that they scored 67 the week before. So we said, you know, don't even think about 1 second, you know, changing anything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Refocus, game 0-0 at halftime, come out and shut them down third quarter, and then we'll go from there. And we did that. With Federation rules, it's unique. Once you get up a certain amount, they run the clock no
right.
matter what.
Right.
So we went to running time in the third quarter, and once that happened, it's really, you know, you're trying to get guys in, you know, backups in, and get them time to develop, but with the rules as they are, the game goes a lot quicker once you go to running time. But we got a lot of guys in.
Yeah, that's interesting. It seems we had the same situation over at Manning Field on Friday night, and it's very disjointed getting players in and out at that point if you're trying to get a lot of subs in. So, yeah, I hadn't realized that. Coach, mention, if you would, please, a couple of guys on the offensive line, because for the kind of – I mean, the defense has been hailed, and maybe on either side of the ball. Just tell me a lineman or two that we should know about.
Yeah, I mean, up front offensively, I thought across the board he played pretty well. So we go left to right, Kyle Webster at left tackle, Christian Defoe at left guard, Kurt Plankins at center, Jake Kadire, who's one of our captains, at right guard, and Pius Ejindu at right tackle. I thought they were all really physical, which we challenged them to be. I thought we were cleaner than we were the week before, so they deserve a lot of credit there. Defensively, I thought we have a sophomore defensive end, Mason McSweeney. I thought he was outstanding. They had a hard time blocking him. He created a lot of pressure. We only sent three or four most of the game to try and pressure the queue, and he got home a lot. He provided a huge, a needed boost for us from the pass rush from the week before, and I thought he played really well. I also thought Mikey Naboo at the opposite defensive end played well as well. So those are some guys that maybe under the radar, but really, really contributed.
Excellent. Well, Haverhill coming up this week. What's the plan for practice this week?
So we'll watch the film today, maybe have a light practice, and then we'll go hard the next 2 days and prepare for Haverhill. We're just in the mode of, you know, who's next, getting ready for that opponent. And I think those kids understand that. I think our program as a whole understands that. We try to make it about, you know, us getting better and just kind of staying with the process and staying focused on what we can control. And we've done a good job with that in the past, and I expect to do the same.
St. John's Prep Coach Brian St. Pierre with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.